Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. That's right, they are coming back, even though the news a little bit slow, but we're going to keep this thing going because any day now, the news cycle is going to just be flooded. All right. So we're going to keep it going here. And there's a few things we can talk about. First up, Nintendo updates the URLs for its European website domains. Looking at nintendolife.com here, and it says, cast your minds back to February of this year, and you might remember that Nintendo updated its Japanese website URL from nintendo.co.jp to nintendo.com/jp. Well, the Big N is continuing this trend with its European domains and has announced that the URLs for each website will be updated on the 9th of April. The update essentially aligns each domain in the same format, ensuring that each one starts with nintendo.com before requiring users to input the specific regional abbreviations afterwards. So what does this look like in practice? Well, Nintendo UK has the answer on X. So nintendo.com/en-gb. You've got nintendo.com/fr-fr. And the list continues to go on. There's quite a few, though. So if you are listening from across the pond, make sure to check out at Nintendo UK's tweet so that you can get all of the get the URL that applies the most to you. Moving on in the news here, we've got Sonic. This is interesting, and this also has me pretty excited. The Sonic movies to be Avengers level events, says franchise producer. Now, you know, that's of course a producer's going to say that, but I love the graphic that Nintendo Life did here. I will say this, when I initially saw it as the small thumbnail, I thought Sonic was in some kind of a mech, and I was like, it's almost like the Hulkbuster, you know? It's pretty cool. But according to the article here, it says in 2024 is going to be a big year for Sonic. Not only Sonic X Shadow Generations landing on the Switch in autumn, but fans will also be treated to Sonic the Hedgehog 3 movie December 20th. And a dedicated Knuckles series later this month on the 26th of April. Regarding the latter, franchise producer Toby Asher recently spoke to Pace Magazine to describe how the Knuckles series came about and how the studio is leveraging these smaller projects to enable Sonic movies to be Avengers-level events. Ah, okay. I understand a little clearer now what he's saying. Here's the quote. It says, we got really excited about the idea of expanding our characters into our world, into television, specifically because it gives us a platform to really do character studies. We knew that with Shadow coming into Sonic 3 and with some of the bigger things that we want to do, the Sonic franchise movie side is going to be these Avenger level events. They're going to be these big, exciting stories that have a lot of different characters. And so what television did for us was give us time to go into some of the supporting characters in depth and really build them out in cool ways. That's really great, honestly. Like, I'm very excited for the show and for the and for the movie. I've enjoyed both of them so far. So this is a good thing. The article continues as he also goes on to highlight how the third Sonic movie and Knuckles series together form a cool Easter egg for fans in that it is a familiar setup to Sonic 3 and Knuckles. This Mega Drive Genesis release back in 1994 allowed players to combine the Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Sonic Knuckles together via cartridge adapter to form one complete experience. Of course, Sega and their transforming consoles. While one may scoff at Astro's Avengers reference regarding the Sonic movies, you can see where he's coming from. And each film thus far appears to be expanding the characters. What's funny is I basically scoffed at the beginning of this article and was like, yeah, okay, you're going to do Avengers level, but I see what they're getting at. They're allowing us to dig deeper into the characters in some of these shows, and then the big screen gets to be the big spectacle, which I think is fantastic, and really looking forward to Knuckles the end of this month, and then seeing the movie come December. Moving on here, it says the Pokemon Company reveals date and venue for 2024 World Championships. It says the Pokemon Company wrapped up this weekend's European International Championship with a taste of what's in store for the competitive scene over the rest of 2024. Importantly, sharing the date and venue for this year's World Championship, which is heading to Hawaii this summer. Revealed in an all-new trailer above, we know that the 2024 Pokemon World Championships will be held at Hawaii's Convention Center in Honolulu from the 16th through the 18th of August. Of course, no date reveal would be complete without a sweet new piece of artwork to go alongside it, and this year's snorkeling number does not disappoint. And they've got Pikachu snorkeling. It says Honolulu 2024. There's some other Pokemon in there as well, which is just awesome. And the Pokemon UK X account says, get ready, trainers. The Pokemon World Championships 2024 will be held in Honolulu, Hawaii on the 16th through the 18th of August. The article finishes up with, so there you have it. We know where and when the 2024 World Pokemon World Championships will be getting underway. And you guys, this is going to shock you guys probably a little bit. I wish I had more time to get into the card game. Every time I go to a convention and the Pokemon card game is set up and playable, I have an amazing time. In fact, at PAX, not only the card game, but really understanding the competitive side of Pokemon, I really enjoy it. Like, I really, really have a good time with it. I know that it's just not something that I can easily dip my toes into and not like completely lose myself in it. So who knows, maybe in Pokemon ZA or ZA, I will attempt a little more of the competitive side of Pokemon, but it's gonna take a lot to learn all of the ins and outs of it, because it's not just the simple rock, paper, scissors, as I got to learn at PAX East when I actually got to sit with Nintendo and go through how to do the competitive Pokemon. And it was honestly so fun. It gave me the bug. It's just a matter of finding the time to be able to invest in it. But it is a lot of fun and really, really good. So moving on here, this is from Chris Pratt. He says, looking back on the Mario movie with a brilliant dad joke. We're still on Nintendo Life here, and it says the Super Mario Brothers movie held its worldwide premiere back on the 1st of April, 2023, before receiving a wider release on the 5th, which means it's now over a year old. We still remember sitting at our desk poring over the trailers to see what kind of Easter eggs we could spot in the run-up to its release, and how has it been a year already? What's kind of cool is I found a picture of myself with Charles Martinet from E3 2019. Popped back up in one of my memories, and I was like, oh, I miss E3, you know, and I miss being able to see people like Charles, but I digress. we still remember sitting at our desk going, yeah, okay, regardless, the movie starring man, Chris Pratt, has taken to Instagram to commemorate the anniversary, expressing his gratitude of landing such an iconic role while slipping into what could very well be the quintessential dad joke. So I've yet to read this, so I'm kind of looking forward to it here. So it says, It's a year of Mario. Crazy to think at Super Mario Brothers or at Super Mario movie premiered 1 year ago today and became the second highest grossing movie of 2023. Set aside Barbenheimer, it's Barbio Brothers over here. Oh my goodness. All jokes aside, I'm so grateful for the opportunity to lend my voice to such an iconic and classic character. Reminiscing on this day, our amazing cast and crew, and the incredible experience it has been. A Barbio Brothers. Hey, it's all harmless fun, right? And you guys have to remember that, like, you know, Barbie, Oppenheimer, all that stuff was coming out around the same time. So Chris being a jokester as always, and really excited for what's going to happen next with the series. Sometimes I'll just have that movie on in the background while I'm working and doing other things. And I still spot things that I didn't catch the first time, you know, which is just, it's crazy, but it's true. And they put so many neat Easter eggs into it that it's just such a joy to go back to and watch every day or each time I do. So, if you are into cozy games, Stardew Valley version 1.6 update will be released on the Switch as soon as possible. And there's a quotation that says, "I really appreciate your patience." So digging into the article here, it says, "Last month, after a long wait, Stardew Valley creator Eric Concerned Ape Barone rolled out version 1.6 update on PC. He mentioned back in February how the console and mobile release would follow as soon as possible. And now a few months on, he's reiterated this on social media while thanking fans on platforms like the Switch for their patience and understanding. Here's the latest update in full. From Concerned Ape, it says console and mobile 1.6. They are in progress and will be released as soon as possible. I have no specific release date, but I will give updates if there is anything significant to share. I really appreciate your patience and understanding." So I know there's probably a lot of you that are very hungry to jump back into Stardew with this update on your Switch, but unfortunately, just going to have to wait a bit longer. Love that this game is still going on. Love the story behind this game and just all of the blood, sweat, and tears that went into making this game what it is today. And love that he's still updating and keeping this game alive. Like, it is amazing. I wonder, at some point, does Stardew ever get a sequel, or does it just continue on as is? We'll have to wait and see. Dragon Quest 12 reportedly suffers delay. Producer steps down following reshuffle. Square Enix has supposedly found a candidate to replace him. So Square Enix is currently undergoing a large-scale organizational overhaul, and it seems Dragon Quest has been impacted. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Dragon Quest top producer Yu Miyake, who is now 56 years of age and has contributed to numerous Dragon Quest titles over the years, will be stepping down from the role following the delays of the new entry. He will supposedly head up Square Enix's Tokyo-based smart game division from here on out. Miyake originally joined the Japanese publisher and developer back in 1992. As for his replacement, it's believed that 54-year-old Nier producer Yasuki Sato will take over his position. Sato is apparently a strong candidate for the role, according to Bloomberg sources, having already worked as a producer on the Dragon Quest series, including Dragon Quest XI, Echoes of an Elusive Age. As part of this restructure, Takeyoshi Kiyoru is now at the helm as the company's president. No release date or platforms have been announced for Dragon Quest XII, The Flames of Fate, but if there are any significant developments, we will make sure to let you know. So kind of a bummer to see that there's delays happening. I know that this is a series that is well-loved, especially well-loved in Japan. And honestly, like, I don't know about you guys, but anytime these older games for Dragon Quest go on sale, I end up picking them up because I just kind of want them in my collection. It's like these are NES games and Super Nintendo games, and they've been a part of Nintendo's history. I don't know when or if they stopped being part of Nintendo's history, or if they've always been on a Nintendo system. I'm guessing there was a move to PlayStation like the Final Fantasy series, but I could be mistaken. I'd have to look into it and see. But regardless, I remember these games all the way back on the NES. And of course I did not spend any time with them back then. Not like I should have, but I know they are well-loved and pretty, just well-loved RPGs. So one of these days, one day I will take the plunge and spend some time with some Dragon Quest. It just looks so good. And especially seeing the character in Smash, like, I'm like, you know, I want to find the time to spend some time with at least the Dragon Quest that made it onto Switch. And again, I have some of the older ones, but, you know, not quite the modern RPG that I have a feeling would keep my attention a little better. So today marks the day that Nintendo shut down the servers for the Wii U and for the 3DS. And while I was streaming today, somebody came into stream and was like, yo, I was just playing this game. And then it said the servers were shut down. And I said, are you playing on Wii U? And they were like, I was. And I was like, well, Nintendo said they were going to shut them down. And they did. And I didn't see a response. So I kind of felt bad, honestly, because, you know, if you're just... the kid at home that's not, you know, not up on everything Nintendo, still playing Mario Kart on your Wii U, and then it just goes away. That's frustrating. And that's my heart goes out because that's not fun. But there are some cool things that have come out of these two systems being shut down. And that is the Super Mario Maker community clears trimming the herbs just days before the Wii U online shutdown. So this is really cool. Going into the article here, it says, remember how a special task force dubbed Team 0% managed to clear every level in Super Mario Maker before the Wii U's online shutdown? Well, there's also one illegitimate upload titled Trimming the Herbs, which the community was determined to overcome. Now, with just days remaining, this level has officially been cleared, as highlighted on the game's subreddit. The community persisted, and this level was conquered. It was completed by SanYX91SMM2, and you can see the flawlessly executed 25-second run in the video below. Now, I watched this thing. I'm going to go ahead and rewatch it again and give you guys like just kind of my reaction to it, because it's unbelievable. It is absolute like pixel perfect precision, spin jumps, throwing a bomb, bouncing off of the spinning like razors. And it takes 25 seconds to do, but it's unbelievable. So go to Team 0%. It's team the number zero and then the word percent on X, and look at the video. They've got a video on YouTube where they all kind of react and talk about the journey and whatnot. They were able to do it. They were able to complete every game. And so here's what their tweet says. It says, trimming the herbs has been beaten at SannyX91SMM2 took it down earlier today. We've made a full clear video with their reaction, and you can watch it here. They have the link to YouTube. And it says, thank you to everyone for being on this journey with us. I think it was supposed to say us, but it says with you. Now we are fully on to Super Mario Maker 2. And this is honestly the kind of thing that, like, it puts a smile on my face to see people coming together, trying to make the impossible possible. And, you know, to just the community and the camaraderie that just gets built around these games, like that's what makes it special, right? It's what we're doing in Mario Kart right now. We're just building so many cool relationships on my streams. And I love that aspect of it, but seeing people come together and complete this game, you're talking like,
if you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So many levels, some of them just absolute garbage from, you know, people that don't really care that much, or they just want to put something out, whatever the case may be. And they did it. Team 0% did it. And so I'm kind of excited to dig a little further into who they are. I'd like to have them come on the podcast and talk about this. So I'm going to do my best to reach out to some of them and see if I can't get them on the show to come chat about it, because it's just such a cool feat. So getting into the rest of the article here, it says, this stage, as previously explained by the games community, was a tool-assisted speed run, which technically made The Last Dance, cleared by Yamada SMM2 on the 15th of March, 2024, the final legitimate upload. So that's it. The Super Mario Maker community on the Wii U has completed every level before the shutdown next week or today. So it's hard to see these two systems get shut down. This, to me, it's probably it's more difficult than like with the Wii and the DS, only because, like, not that there weren't communities built around those other games, and, you know, life would find a way. I recorded an episode of The Dirt today, and the guest that joined me was talking about how they would find other people to race with based on their gamer tag on the Wii U, and then going to their YouTube channel and leaving comments and sending messages, and then eventually, you know, being able to team up and game that way. But I just feel like this was although the Wii U was small, the 3DS had a massive install base, and the games were just more built for online. Like, online started to really take shape in this era with Nintendo. And it's hard for me to know that, like, or to see that, like, games like, you know, Mario Kart 7 and Animal Crossing New Leaf and the Mario Golf, you know, just to name a few, Pokemon, right? There's a ton of Pokemon games that you can't play online any longer. That is, it's frustrating, but I do have hope based on what Nintendo Switch Online has done, where the old games that come back, you can play them online. And I'm hoping that as Nintendo Switch Online matures and we eventually see what I'm hope is going to be, you know, GameCube and Wii, that we will see these games get their online back and we'll be able to race again. Because right now we can play Super Mario Kart, we can play Mario Kart 64, and we can play Super Circuit all online thanks to NSO. So hopefully that kind of thing continues, not only just so that we can all play together, but for the sake of game preservation as well. So thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of the Nintendo Powercast, the Nintendo News Minute, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.